Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, thank you for your offering. Thank you for your Christmas well wishes, all the fine cards and everything. And if Christ comes this Christmas, we'll meet you by the grace of God on the sunny banks of sweet deliverance. He don't come before the first of the year. We'll meet together in some more good services in the highway of wholeness, where we allow the spontaneity of the Spirit to take over and God to move and God's gifts to be manifest through the ministry to our edification and upbuilding. Amen. We believe in the old time adage in letting go and letting God have His way. No two services are ever the same, so you don't ever miss one of them. Amen. Hebrews 4:14, seeing then we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. How about that? We have Him for a high priest. Amen. You know what a high priest is? That's a go-between. That's a mediator between God and man. Amen. And every high priest had to offer his sacrifice for his own sins every year before he offered it for the people. He had to get cleansed himself. But our high priest is a better one. He didn't have to offer sacrifice for his own sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Jesus, the Son of God, a better high priest. Jesus, the Son of God, is a better message of the book of Hebrews. Amen. The book of Hebrews is filled with better things. However, there is a dark chapter in the book of Hebrews. Let me read you the sixth chapter and the sixth verse. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put Him to an open shame. Amen. Verse 29 of chapter 10. Of how much sorer punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite to the Spirit of grace. The word there, despite, means just exactly what it says. Amen. It means to do despite to the Spirit of grace, or to insult the Spirit of grace. Amen. Oh God, praise God. The Son of God is the subject of the epistles. The epistles are the letters of the apostles. Amen. Romans 1:4 said, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. The epistles of the apostles, the letters of the apostles, proclaim the Son of God. Hey, what do we write in our letters? Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. I mean, what if we didn't have these letters they wrote? Amen. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 1:19, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was preached among you. This is Paul preaching now. Amen. Paul in all his epistles is preaching the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, this is preached to you by us, even by me and Silvanus. That's a younger preacher, brand new and come along. And Timotheus, that's another young preacher. Praise God. I mean, here, Timotheus was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. In other words, it was not no, no, but it was yes, yes. Hallelujah. And here we are, we've got two or three generations preaching Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and it's not out of date in 1996. Can you raise your hands and praise Him tonight? Praise God. Listen to Galatians 2:10, Paul's letter to the Gauls. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is that same Saul of Tarsus that was felled on the road to Damascus, that blinding light of the revelation of the Son of God with such power, he couldn't look on it saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? But when Saul, the young man that held Stephen's coat when he was stoned and consented to his death, when Saul came face to face with the Son of God, he was never the same. They even changed his name to Paul. Paul means little one. Was it because he was short? Somebody said he's 4'11" tall, hunchback, and bald-headed. Amen. Or was it because he was humble? Amen. I tell you, it might have been a whole lot of both. Can you say amen? Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Ah, yes, Galatians 4:4 read it to you the other night. But when the fullness of time has come, God sent forth his Son made of a woman. This is Paul's letter to the Galatians still. Made of a woman, made under the law. Hallelujah. Marvelous, miraculous, condescension. Amen. And now, look what we've got. And because you're sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son. Amen. Into your hearts. Crying, Abba, Father. What in the world are you saying, Paul? He's saying that because God sent his Son, and we've been born and become part of the body of Christ, we're also sons, and we cry, Daddy, to God. Now, just what does that mean that we are sons of God? Amen. We're sons of God. Therefore, Galatians 4:7, wherefore we are no more, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Think of it. Praise God. Because God sent his only begotten Son and brought through his death many sons to glory. And you and I are his sons and daughters. Daughters here are spoken in the same gender. Praise God. They are also a part and parcel of this sonship. That makes us all heirs of God. Praise God. Ephesians 4:13, till we all come to unity of faith, the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful thought. Praise God. Yes, praise God. Jesus was the subject of the epistles of the apostles. Hallelujah. Amen. Ah, glory to God. And now we're over here in the book of Hebrews, and we're studying about the better things in the book of Hebrews. A better priest, a better message, a better everything. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's so good and so wonderful, and it's all the gift of God's grace. He as good as says, the nerve of men to reject it. And instead of accepting it, trodden underfoot the Son of God. Amen. Did you know a lot of people at this time of the year that ought to be sacred are going to do just exactly that? They're going to forget Him and put Him out of their mind almost on purpose. The vast majority of the nation is going to get drunk and party on Christmas. And have the nerve to call it Christmas. Have the nerve to call it a holiday. Holiday, holy day. That's what it's supposed to mean. Holy day. Amen. But by our apostasy, if we're not careful in the good old Christian country of the United States of America, we'll trod underfoot the Son of God. Amen. We'll fall away and deny Him by our actions. Amen. Many will have to pray through after the celebrations of this holiday and repent, because they intend to leave God out of it. They don't intend to go to church. No, they're so carried away with the so-called holy days that they haven't hardly been faithful to church for weeks now. Amen. Maybe I ought to do like Guy Walsh, make another face. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Listen to what the God the Father said. This is Peter's letter. Peter 1:17, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Praise God. Happened at his baptism. Amen. It happened on the Mount of Transfiguration. It happened during one of his prayers. Praise God. He received glory from the Father. Amen. You see, now God gave him glory. Amen. The angels gave him glory. The poor shepherds gave him glory. The wise men came from the east, took them 2 years to get there, and they gave him glory. Amen. And Simeon in the temple was just living for the day. And that's the only reason he kept living, because God told him he wouldn't die until he saw the Lord's Christ. And he gave him the glory. And Anna spent the last days of her widowhood fasting and praying in the temple. Praise God. And she comes in and gives a shout, and she gives him glory. Hey, what are we going to do? Amen. On Christmas. In 1996, I'll tell you what a whole bunch are going to do. They're going to forget all about God. Somebody said Christmas is a family day. What do you find that in the Bible? Amen. Therefore, we ought to dismiss church and family all get together. Holy! Family ought to go to church. Amen. It's a brother of church, a boy got together in a man of the Pentecost church. Thanksgiving's a family day. Who said? Why? Amen. Thanksgiving's a God day. A holiday. A holy day. Amen. My Bible said, leave father and mother. Amen. My Bible said, hate your father, hate your mother, hate your kinfolks, even your own life. Amen. Put God first. Hallelujah.
Oh, well, Mother Con, you know.
I know. That's just the trouble. I know too much. Amen. My God. Amen. Listen to this. If they fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh. Fallen sons. Amen. Amen. The wicked shall be turned into hell. Everybody believes that, say amen. Everybody knows that, say amen. But it didn't stop there. And all nations that what? Forget God.
Say, oh, I believe once saved, always saved. You never can be lost.
Who said? Amen. It's not in the Bible.
There are hundreds of scriptures that deny that false doctrine. Jim Gillis said, shoot it clear out of the saddle. Amen. Amen. This is one of them. Quite to the contrary, Jesus said, he that knew his Lord's will and committed things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with many stripes. He that knew not his Lord's will and committed things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes.
Hell's going to be hotter for some than others. You know who it's going to be hotter for? Those that went to hell off a church pew. Those that went to hell from behind a pulpit. It's going to be hotter for those that apostatized, knowing the truth of God, knowing better. Why? They insulted the grace of God. Amen. Oh, God gives him honor. This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased. What's he going to do when his son appears with him in glory with all of his sons and daughters? He's going to say, well done, well done, well done, well done, well done, thou good and faithful servant. 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 Enter into the joys of the Lord. But he ain't going to say well done unless we do well. Amen. A few years ago, they published it in the Holiness Messenger. Amen. Said, God ain't going to say well done if we don't do well. He ain't going to lie for us. He ain't going to lie for nobody. Thou good and faithful servant. What if we're not good and not faithful? If you're not faithful, you won't be good very long. If you're not good, you won't be faithful very long. Amen. What's the first thing folks do when they become unfaithful? They drop out of church. Don't care whether you go to church or not. Anything to keep them being loyal to the house of God. It takes 15 in the family to dry one little kid's nose. They ought to bring a whole bunch to church. Amen. Why? Why do they do that? They're looking for excuse. They're bored and backslid. Amen. And they need to get right with God. What
did it? What caused it? Carnality, sin, the world crept in, the traffic of the world. Amen. Yes, the dark chapter of the book of Hebrews is the fact that he says, amen, be impossible to renew them again to repentance. Praise God. Amen. John's love letters. Amen. John said, herein is love. John 4:10, 1 John 4:10. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Amen. And that means, propitiation there means that he sent his Son to appease the anger of God. Amen. It means that God is angry with sin. That God can't stand to look upon sin. And God will not tolerate sin. Praise God. But in due time, Christ came a propitiation. That is, he appeased God's wrath and God's anger, and we got a chance now. Because he has become a propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:15. Amen. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God dwelleth in him and he in God. How many like to be one of them? Hold up your hand. Hallelujah. Woo. Who is he, John 5:5, that overcometh the world, but he that confesseth that Jesus is the Son of God? How many like to be one of them tonight? Hold up your hand. Amen. John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Amen. 1 John 5:11. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. How important is the Son of God? He's life. And without him there is no life. Without him there's no hope. There's nothing but darkness. There's nothing but death. Without the Son of God. Amen. These things are written, 1 John 5:13. Have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. How many believe on the name of the Son of God? Again, hold up your hand. You ought to be counted among the righteous. You ought to be counted among the holy. Amen. That ye may know. K-N-O. W. No. That you have eternal life. You believe that you can know that you're saved? You better know it. Somebody said, I don't believe you can know you're saved. Well, if you don't know that you're saved, how are you going to know if you lose it? You don't know if you're saved or not. How are you going to know if you lose it? Amen. Everybody knows. That ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that till that penny it's cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. All glory to his name. And I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. 2 John 3, just one chapter. Grace be unto you, mercy and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father in truth and love. If there's any oneness, folks, listening to this tape, God bless your heart. Amen. As Guy Walsh said, you need to put this one in your pipe and smoke it. Maybe I ought to read it again. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father, that's one. And from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, that's two. Woo! Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost is inspiring the Holy Writ, that's three. We gotta have a Trinity, folks. Amen. We gotta have a God that cared enough, amen, to stay and run the business of eternity in the universe while a son came a long way from heaven to take away all sin and strife. We had to have a son because we couldn't approach him to the Father. We had to have a great high priest because we couldn't go for ourselves. We had to have a mediator. Amen. We had to have the Son of Man because we needed somebody that felt like we felt, suffered like we suffered, had pain like we have, got hungry like we do, got cold like we do. Amen. Was touched with our infirmity, tempted in all points. Hallelujah. We had to have the Son to bring us to the Father. Thank God for him tonight. Raise your hands and praise him. Amen. Listen to this. 2 John 9. Whosoever transgresseth abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both. Now, how can you use the word both if there's just one in the Godhead? Amen. Was this an unnecessary postscript? Should this not have been put in the Bible? Was this not inspired? Oh, smarter men than we are know that this too is holy writ. Come on. He says if we do the thing that's right, amen, we abide in the doctrine of Christ. Stay there. Amen. We have both the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. Revelation 2:18. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. The revelation of the New Testament, amen, is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. One more time. Jesus says it right here about himself. These things saith the Son of God, who hath eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. And to think that the Son of God once walked this earth. Hallelujah. To think that this mighty and marvelous, miraculous, historic figure was truly the Son of God. That's what the Roman centurion said as the thunder rolled, as the clouds rolled, as the rain poured and the hail fell and the sun turned black. Amen. At the heat of the day, the earth went black. They noticed it all over the whole Roman Empire.
It made such an impression upon that hardened centurion that he shelled down the corn right at the foot of the cross. And you know what he said? He said what the devils admitted when he encountered them. He said what the atheists won't admit when they're healthy and everything's going well. Amen. He said, truly, this was the Son of God. What did he know about the Bible? What did he know about truth? What did he know? Amen. Every last God created, heaven-breathed creation, my God, every son of Adam knows way down deep in his soul when he encounters the Son of God. Amen. He said, truly, this was the Son of God. The sand had been washed out of the footprints of the stranger on Galilee's shore. And the voice that subdued the rough billows will be heard in Judea no more. But the path of that lone Galilean with joy I will follow today. And the toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. Oh, the toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. Brother, Collins, if I practice religion like you fanatics believe it or not, I get burned out on the church. Well, do it then. There are so many hills to climb upward. I often am longing for rest. But he who appoints be my pathway knows just what is needful and best. I know in his word he has promised that my strength it will be as my day. And the toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. Yes, the toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm following the footsteps of the Son of God. And when my last feeble step has been taken, and the gates of that city appear, and the songs of the beautiful angels float out on my listening ear, then the things that now seem so mysterious, Lord, they'll be bright and as clear as the day. And the toils, what toils? What toils? What toils? Amen. If you never do no toils, what toils? If you never do go out of your way, what toils? If you never make any self-sacrifice, what toils? Amen. If you never go against the grain, what toils? When you never go on, when you don't feel like you can put one more foot in front of the other, what toils? Amen. Then the toils of the road will see nothing when I get to the end of the way. He loves me too much to forsake me or to give me a trial too much. All his children he hath daily purchased, and Satan can never claim such. Oh yes, I know, in his word he has promised that my strength, it's gonna be as my day, and the toils of the road will seem nothing. Amen. When I get to the end of the way, and the toils of the road will seem nothing. When I get to the end of the way. Amen. Amen. Praise Him a little bit. Worship Him a little bit. It's not hard if you know the Son. It's not hard if you know Him. It's not hard if you love Him. Praise God. Glory to God. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. All you folks do is go to church. It's cause we know the Son. Amen. And every time we go to church, it's a preliminary to go to heaven. Every time I put on my best clothes, amen. Every time I put on my best shoes, every time I comb my head, amen, and get ready to go to church, oh, amen. It's like that day when I'm going to put on that new robe and that new body, and I'm going to see the Son of God that came all the way from heaven to take away all sin and strife. Amen. Stand with us tonight. As they come and sing for us, let's come around the altar and let's tarry for one another. Let's ask God for healing in the church in this epidemic of the flu. Let's ask God for healing of our faith, healing of our minds, help for our unbelief. Amen. Strength for the race. Amen. If you're here and unsaved, you refuse, you fail, or you cannot, for one reason or another, see the glory of it. See the joy of it. Amen. Try one more time. If that don't work, try again. If that don't work, try again. Hallelujah. Trials are for a purpose. Amen. I didn't understand why I'd seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost so long, just as hard as I could, before I got it. The devil told me I never would get the Holy Ghost. But it makes you appreciate it better. Amen. It makes you examine your own self. Trials I passed through seeking God. Amen. Made me a better boy. It will, every one of us. As they sing, let's make our way down the aisles to God's altar and draw near to Him. It's a promise.
Touch the sunsets, love,
a promise drawn out of God.
To the mighty rivers my feet have walked through. To many treasures away. Yonder, there's too much to gain, to lose. Too many miles behind me, too many trials agree. Too much. gain to lose. Too many sunsets lie behind the mountain. Too many rivers my feet have walked through. Too many treasures waiting over yonder. There's too much to gain to lose. I cross the hot burning desert, struggling the right road to choose. Somewhere up ahead, there's cool, clear water, and the peace is one that I never knew. Right behind the mountains, too many rivers my feet have walked through. Too many treasures awaiting over yonder. There's too much to gain to lose.
There's too much to gain.